don't want to be a drunken hero of the generation suffering everywhere with everyone. I want to be a quiet saint living in a shack in solitary meditation of universal mind. Jack Kerouac.
Men go mad in this line of work. Read a book called The Dharma Bums by Jack Kerouac and you'll see what I mean. He spent a summer as a fire lookout in the Cascades. Kerouac never recovered. A few years later, the Forest Service offered me the same job at the same place, trying to maintain their literary reputation. Prudently, I turned it down. Women too go mad in the solitary confinement of a mountain peak, though not so readily as men, being stronger, more stable creatures with a lower center of gravity. Perhaps the severest test of a marriage is to assign a man and wife to a fire lookout. Any couple who survive 3 or 4 months with no human company but each other are destined for a long, permanent relationship. They deserve it. Edward Abbey.
Gary Snyder at Crater Mountain Lookout. August 1952. So I rode the Ranger in Marble Mount in February, listed my qualifications, which were trail crew and firefighting work in various national forests, and experience with logging and carpentry and all that kind of thing, outdoor work and mountaineering. And then I added, so I would like your highest, most remote, and most difficult of access lookout. Apparently it was a big joke in the Ranger station that somebody had volunteered for that lookout. They said, he's the guy. And we've got somebody who actually wants it. Gary Snyder.
When Roy went back down, Gary settled into his final days of solitude, extending his zazen sittings, chanting, doing calligraphy, sitting up late in the doorway, looking up at the Milky Way stretching like a wisp of smoke from Jack Mountain across to Pyramid Peak. On the morning of August 30th, it started to snow, and Blackie radioed to close it up and pack on down. By noon, he was ready to go. While the snow whirled outside, Gary took a few minutes to finish a short poem he'd begun a few days before in preparation for leaving. He ended it and hung it on a nail on the side of the firefinder cabinet. I, the poet, Gary Snyder, stayed 6 weeks in 53 on this ridge and on this rock and saw what every lookout sees, saw these mountains shift about and end up on the ocean floor. Saw the wind and waters break, the branched deer, the eagle's eye, and when, pray tell, shall lookouts die? Gary Snyder.
Such places where the scripture is observed, however wretched they may be, will be loved as though they were famous memorial parks and monuments, to which countless pilgrims and sages will come to Desolation Peak to offer homage and speeches and dedications. And over them the angels of the unborn and the angels of the dead will hover like a cloud. Jack Kerouac.
Now, young fellas, you've been having a lot of fun around here today, haven't you? Camping in the great outdoors, swimming and hiking. And you know what makes this all possible? This forest around us. Same forest that gives us timber for our homes. Pure water to drink, wildlife to hunt, and to take pictures of. We should all be thankful for our forest. Now, I'm going to sing a song about someone who lives in the forest all the time. And loves it the way we do. And now for my song. It's called Smokey the Bear.
With the ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. You can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree, 'cause they're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you and you'll find it's not a joke to see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. If you've ever seen the forest when a fire is running wild, and you love the things within it like a mother loves her child, then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through, remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
Well, that's it, young fellas. Smokey the Bear, my friend and yours. But he needs our help, Smokey does. Your help and mine to keep our forest green and growing. So let's always remember and ask Pop and Mom to remember, too, what Smokey said. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest fires. Now let's all sing a song.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
Smokey the Bear.